Hello, I'm Kathleen Dunn on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. We haven't done this in a long, long time. So this hour, we're opening our phone lines for your calls for topic and guest suggestions between the hours of 9 and 11 in the morning. We always get, not all of your ideas are terrific, not all of our ideas are terrific, but we do get some terrific ideas out of our open line. So please, because we don't do them very often, use this precious time to put your precious mind to work and call us with your suggestions for what you'd like to hear. Here is our phone number, 800-486-8655, 800-486-8655. Lines are open, unbelievably, for you right now, and we'd like to hear from you. We also, everybody's talking about the Packers game last night, so in addition to giving us a suggestion, we are offering you an opportunity to talk about the game last night, which is really the subject everywhere in Packer Nation today and even beyond. A lot of people are talking about it. What you think about the ongoing NFL ref strike. Tomorrow we will be talking about this in depth, and we'll talk about refereeing in general and specifically about this game and football referees, but also baseball referees and, you know, refereeing across the board. Dennis Krause will be joining us. Dennis is four-time and current Wisconsin Sportscaster of the Year, sports programming manager for Time Warner Cable Sports 32. So that's tomorrow, if you can hold off on the in-depth discussion. Today, open line suggestions and throw in your comments about the game as well. People need a sounding board this morning, but you have to do both, okay? Give us a suggestion and then give us your comment about the game. Here's the number once again, 800-486-8655. We start our calls with Boyd in Milwaukee. Hi, Boyd.
Good morning, Kathleen.
Hi.
I got a number of suggestions for you in terms of guests. One of them has been on your show before, Ron Suskind.
Yes.
When I was working at the airport and I noticed people reading his books, I tried to get their take on him. Everyone said he's just very accurate and he really, you know, analyzes both sides of issues and how he argues very effectively. There's plenty of blame to go around. So getting him on again, you know, I know he just, I think I was really impressed hearing him as well. Another gentleman along those lines, have you heard of Gerald Celente?
Yes.
Yeah. I heard him on Ben's show, and if you can ever get him on, this was maybe a couple of years ago, I really liked him as well. I thought he was very thought-provoking. And just another guest, you know, same material. In terms of just two authors for books, Eric Larson, I don't know if he does interviews. I'm currently reading Devil in the White City, and just a phenomenal read.
Mm-hmm.
And I think his way, how he writes, how he intertwines the stories, really just unlike any other writer I've read. You know, really a fun read. And then finally, I know this is a tall order, but if you can get on J.K. Rowling.
Yeah, right. Okay.
I would generate a lot of calls. I know when I was inquiring about her book, one person said she is taking things in a completely different direction. And I always thought she'd be good at writing mysteries myself. I think she would be very good at that.
Mm-hmm. All right, know, well, and, it's worth a try. We'll try and get her. What's her latest book about? Do you know, Boyd?
Oh, I know it takes place in England, and it involves a small village. I heard just brief descriptions of it when I was at the Barnes & Noble in Southridge and asking someone, and I think it involves someone. It's like a small type of conspiracy, and someone comes into town. I know it doesn't have any, from what I heard, it doesn't have any magic. It's nothing like that at all.
Okay.
You would never have thought she even wrote Harry Potter.
Okay. So, she's changed herself.
Yeah.
Good.
That's what I've heard. And in regards to the game, you know, I don't have a TV, and I can't stream it on my computer. I was catching scores, but I saw that play online of the final play. And, you know, I'm usually one to say, even though I like the Packers, when they lose, if the other team played well, I'm man enough to say the better team won, and unfortunately it wasn't the Packers. But I will say this was the first time Green Bay got robbed. They really did.
All right, Boyd. Thanks so much for your call.
Sure.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Haza in Eau Claire. Hi.
Hi. How are you? Thank you again for taking my call. I don't know if you've ever heard of, I know you're doing a show with Salman Rushdie, but if you ever heard of another reformed Muslim called Irshad Manji, I would suggest that you have her on the show, but specifically talk to her about the reciprocation in Middle Eastern countries or the Muslim countries, as far as we are told not to burn their Quran, but how many Bibles and Buddhist temples get burnt in Muslim countries, and the immigration policy of Saudi Arabia towards immigrants, and immigration policy over here in Western countries, you know, things like this. Comparisons about what is the, is there any reciprocity between Muslim countries and the Western world? And as far as the Packers are concerned, as long as they beat the Vikings and the Bears, I'm happy with them. Those are the only games we watch.
Thank you. Thanks very much for the call. I love this audience. You're commenting on both, right? Big issues and what happened in the football game. Well-rounded people. Scott in La Crosse. Hi.
Hi there, Kathleen.
Hi, Scott.
Hey, do you remember back before you went on vacation and you had David Moranis on with his new biography
yes.
of Obama?
Uh-huh.
And I called in and I said, I asked, how could a guy who grew up as a pot-smoking teenager in Hawaii have an attorney general declaring war on medical marijuana in California, among other places? Well, Kathleen, that's of greater than academic interest to me. My sister died of complications of multiple sclerosis, lived in California, and fortunately, there was not medical marijuana was available, and they weren't shutting down the clinics or putting them on the run and doing all the other things that they're doing out there. Well, it turns out that Greg Campbell, the guy who wrote Blood Diamonds,
mm-hmm.
is out with a brand new book. He lives in Colorado, which is, of course, yet another of, I think there are like 17 states in the District of Columbia now that have all legalized medical marijuana. He lives in Colorado, which is one of the real test cases for this. His new book is called Pot Incorporated, Pot Inc.
Okay.
And he actually went very deep into this and discusses like both sides and how it all works and what, you know, what's going on with it. And I don't know how he interviews, but it certainly would be somebody I sure tune in to listen to, like I don't tune in to listen to very much anyway. And as far as the Packers
yes,
go,
Scott.
They're a football team, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I do know that.
Okay, good. Here's what I really agreed with one of the commentators on National Public Radio yesterday afternoon, saying that he thinks that the referee lockout is not really about the referees, that it's really sending a message to the players that when their contract comes due here in the near future, the owners are going to be really, really, really hardline and tough.
Hmm.
Now, here's where I think the rubber hit the road on this one. If you're going to, the commentator said, at some point there's going to be a game blown because of a bad call, and that's what's going to change it. Well, could you imagine a worse time to have a call determine a game than Monday Night Football featuring the Green Bay Packers? I mean, all around this country, and I've lived a lot of places, what seems to be the pattern is, like if you're living in Cincinnati, your favorite team's the Bengals, but probably your second favorite team is the grandstand franchise, right? The only team that's not owned by some rich owner.
Mm-hmm.
And so to have the Packers lose on the big national night when there's no other games competing with them, I got to believe this thing settles real soon.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
We'll talk about it tomorrow at 9.
Sounds great.
Thanks, Scott.
Great job.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Thanks for the call. Open line for this hour. We haven't done one in a long, long time, and they're always valuable. It's good to hear what you'd like to have on the air between 9 and 11. And because of last night's Packer game, which everybody's talking about today, I'm well aware of that. We're all well aware of that. We give you a chance to tell us what you thought of the game, and we will be doing a show on this tomorrow at 9 o'clock. We'll talk about refereeing, and we'll be looking at the lockout and all of that tomorrow with a guy who really knows his sports, Dennis Krause. Hope in Appleton. Hi.
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 Okay, I was wondering, you know, the guy that killed all the people at the SEC, or the man who put the video out on YouTube, or, you know, if it was somebody else besides a Muslim, how come we don't mention what religion they are? But if a Muslim does something bad, right away a Muslim has to be put in there.
Okay, so you would like, actually, you would like a discussion about how we in the press talk about the Muslim, people of the Muslim faith, or?
Well, no. Okay, you know the man who killed all the people at that sack?
Yes, I do. Yeah, okay. I mean, I don't know him, but yes, we followed that.
Yes. Why was his religion never mentioned?
Okay.
But I bet you if a Muslim did that, it would have been mentioned that the man was a Muslim man or Muslim woman who killed all those people.
Mm-hmm. I understand your point. Okay, cool. Thank you, Hope. Thanks for the call. And I think from last hour, and it makes sense for us to do more programs on this. It's always a learning experience, and there are a lot of difficult issues, too. So thank you, Hope, for the call. Let's go to Barbara in Appleton. Hello, Barbara.
Hello. I'm calling because I would like to see on your program, and of course it would have to be soon, unfortunately, a discussion on the movie and President Obama that's out right now. I all of a sudden the movie escaped, the title of it escaped me. It's 15th on the 16th or something like that.
Right.
Are you aware of it?
Yes, I'm aware of it.
Okay. And it's causing such a stir among people watching it, and it's obviously one person's point of view. And I was wondering if your station could get two people on, not necessarily at the same time, then shouting over to each other, but I know your station usually never does that, ever. But we could get someone's point of view who agrees with the movie and someone's point of view who thinks that some of the things in the movie are incorrect, because I think some of them are incorrect myself. And people are coming away from it very convinced that all of this is true.
There's also a book, isn't there? Is there a book?
Yes, it's a book.
It's mm-hmm. a book. Okay.
It's in a book.
I noticed it on the Times bestseller list. I think that's a really good idea for a show.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Barbara.
You're welcome.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
Mary in Lockton. Hi.
Hi. How are you, Kathleen?
Fine, Mary. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks.
Good, good.
I wanted to suggest a guest for your show. Her name is Julie McKee, and I heard her speak the other night. She owns a foreign language translation business, and she talked at a business meeting about how important it is to learn another language, but then she went into all these hysterically funny examples of bad translations or people trying to speak a foreign language and saying something funny. It was such an upbeat and interesting presentation, and I never thought about really foreign languages. You know, we speak English.
Okay, Mary.
That
sounds like a really good idea. I wish I spoke a lot of languages. I'm always, whenever people let me know, I don't directly ask them that they speak four languages or five, I'm always in awe of them. You do? You really speak that many languages? That's so marvelous.
Well, and she told this joke. She said, what do you call a person who speaks two languages? You call them bilingual. What do you call a person who speaks three languages? You call them trilingual. What do you call a person who speaks one language? American.
Oh.
And then she went on to just talk about the importance of language, but she was fun. It was Julie McKee, and she lives in the Madison area.
Okay. Okay, good. That's an interesting suggestion. Thank you, Mary.
Okay, sure. Yeah.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Our number is 800-486-8655. It's an open line. We haven't done one in forever. So call us with suggestions for terrific shows. Maybe you've read a wonderful book. We thank you for those suggestions. Or just, you know, interesting ideas that we can talk about here on the Ideas Network. We're also giving you a chance to respond to last night's Packer game, because I know a number of people are extremely upset about this, and maybe it will force some action in terms of the NFL ref lockout. We'll be looking at this issue extensively tomorrow with Dennis Krause four-time and current Wisconsin Sportscaster of the Year. That's during our 9 o'clock hour. Remember, tomorrow's our book club, too. We're starting, we hope this works. I've been reading, and I know many of you have as well. Thomas Paine, Common Sense, is our book for tomorrow, and a discussion of it will take place tomorrow at 10 o'clock. 800-486-8655. Know that you can always leave suggestions for programs on our Facebook page, which is the Kathleen Dunn Show. Rhonda and Brett will be happy to look at those. And you can also send us some emails. I'll mention some of those suggestions, too. That's talk@WPR.org. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Returning to your calls, Hugh in Milwaukee. Hi.
Hi. First of all, this will be a surprise. I thought Obama gave a rather good speech at the UN. I was amazed. I am not really a fan of Obama or Hillary, but I thought it was.
You're not, Hugh. I didn't know that.
And I blame you for me not hearing it all because your program didn't cut away for when he was speaking. But what I did hear was very good. The second thing, I know about a month ago you had somebody talking about that the Obama administration basically wasn't black enough. I would urge as a guest to counteract that. Christian Adams, who used to work in the Justice Department and who resigned because he felt it was anti-white and it was pro-black. And he had a book called Injustice. That movie, I haven't seen it, but it's Dinesh D'Souza, I think, is the one behind the film that is an anti-Obama, kind of like who's that filmmaker on the left? I can't think of his name now.
Michael Moore.
You know, yeah, I mean, he's D'Souza is kind of giving the other side, and I haven't seen it, but I basically know the. Some of his points that Obama is influenced by anti-colonialism and hates the West, and I generally think that's true overall. I just finished reading a book, kind of on the other side. It came out about 6 years ago, but the autobiography of Bettina Aptecker, who was involved in the free speech movement and so forth. Her father, of course, was a leading communist in the United States. It's an interesting autobiography, I must say. You might have her. And then there's a new book, Ann Coulter has a new book out, which I haven't read, but it looks interesting. I think it's called Mugged. So I think all of those would make interesting programs.
All right. Thanks, Hugh.
Okay.
Let's go to John in Milwaukee. Hi, John.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I wanted to say, first off, that your last hour programming was really, really good. I thought your guest was phenomenal. But I wanted to suggest, since conceal and carry has been brought about in Wisconsin, there was a lot of debate beforehand about whether, things would turn into the Wild West or if citizens having more concealed weapons would actually take down the crime rate. But since then, so many other things have happened, but nobody's really talked about that since. And I was wondering if you could get some guests on to kind of talk about what's happened since.
Yeah, good idea. That's a good suggestion.
Okay.
Thank you, John. Thanks for the call. Patrick in Greenfield. Hi.
Hi, Kathleen. Thank you very much for taking my call.
Sure.
I had a couple of suggestions. One is if you could get someone from the Occupy Wall Street movement to be on the show, it'd be interesting to hear what those people are up to and what they think they're trying to do, because it seems to be a lot of mystery as to what their real agenda is. And on the movie Innocence of Muslims, I think that it would be also interesting to speak to a variety of different Muslims about their take on the movie and see if there's actually some level-headed thinking Muslims who understand that only Muslims should be criticizing their own faith, because anybody who is not Muslim obviously doesn't share their same points of view, and they shouldn't be upset by that, because that's the way the world is. And as far as the Packers, oh my gosh, if this isn't a microcosm of the exact thing that this nation is facing between unions, between the rich and the poor, this is really putting the small person out.
Hmm. Oh, we're going to have a rip-roaring good conversation about it tomorrow morning, aren't we, Patrick?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Thank you, Patrick.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for the call. And I do want to draw attention. A lot of people like last hour's show, and Salman Rushdie, you know Salman Rushdie has had quite a life. I haven't seen his book yet, but we are interviewing him on October 10, so I will have read it by then. His memoir is out, and he has been talking about the release of this video and the response of the United States and the response of people in fundamentalist groups in various nations, and he is a terribly smart man who has lived under the threat of death for a long time and is worth listening to. So I draw your attention to that, which I think will be a great hour coming up October 10th at 9 o'clock, right? 9 o'clock. Patrick, thanks for your call. Al in Land O' Lakes. Hi, Al.
Good morning.
Hi.
I try to hear you every day because it gives me hope for our species. and it's free.
Thanks, Al.
Anyway, maybe you could talk to somebody from the NFL about corporate greed. I don't get to watch Packer games because I don't have a dish or cable, and we don't get Fox up here on the TV antenna, which is free. So with all the billions and billions of dollars that the NFL makes, I think it would be kind of interesting to talk to an executive from the NFL to get his rationale on why they won't do this.
Well, they're taking heat today, aren't they?
Yeah. Really, and you know what? Heat. I'm a lifelong Packer fan. I'm in my mid-60s. I actually met some Packers back in the 50s, you know, at a CYO breakfast, you know, when Bart Starr and Paul Hornung and that would come around. Very cool. And I'm not listening anymore. I sat up and listened to the radio last night, and it's just disgusting. And until I hear that they've gotten the officials back, you know, I'll watch college ball.
Interesting.
Go Badgers.
Thanks. All right. Thanks, Al, for the call.
Bye.
I know there's been a little talk of a boycott of games. I can't imagine that happening, but does it take something like that? I don't know. Or was last night's call at the end the final straw? And people must pay attention now. Leah in Green Bay. Hi.
Hi. I want to recommend an interesting speaker who just wrote her memoir, and the title of the book is Minefields and Miracles, and the subtitle is Why God and Allah Need to Talk. And she spoke in Green Bay a few years ago, and she got about 500 people. More than half of them signed up to get involved in interfaith activities after they heard her
talk. Really?
Oh,
that's
interesting. She's a grassroots activist.
Okay.
Her name is Ruth Sharone, Sharone.
Okay.
And you could find all about her by going to her mindfieldsandmiracles.com website. And she's very convincing, and she's a total idealist, but she gets people to stretch and go outside their comfort zones. So I think it would be a fascinating interview.
It sounds as though it would be. Thank you, Leah.
Okay. All right.
Uh-huh.
Thank
Bye.
You.
Bye. Sure, thanks. Dave in Madison, hi.
Yeah, morning. My suggestion is, if you could, do you guys ever get a reunion for NPR, if you could do a round table of some of your old hosts from like the 50s and 60s and have them tell old stories about what it was like to work for NPR back in those days.
All right. Is there anybody in particular you would like to hear, Dave?
I travel through NPR because I think you... Isn't Wisconsin like one of the oldest NPR stations in the whole country?
Yes.
No, I would love that. There were some old ones I remember driving through. I think it was some... I can't remember. It was some of the type of rustic... like farm shows and stuff like that I remember back in the old days when I used to travel through Wisconsin.
Okay.
And it bring back good memories and about the Packers loss.
Yeah.
Well, I lost some money on that one, too.
Oh, no, Dave. Ooh, that's a double whammy, huh?
Well, I gave away the points and went under, and I could have... could have had some money, but unless they change it, I don't think my bookie's going to think otherwise.
Yeah, right. Thanks, Dave, for the call. Right, it'd be fun to get some old-timers, talk about the old days. That's good. George in Milwaukee, hello.
Yeah, hi. Yeah, I recommend talking to the author of a recent article in the October 4th New Republic on Paul Ryan. Title of the article is The Philosopher Prince, How Paul Ryan Convinced Washington of His Genius. And I think it's very good because I think it does kind of uncover some of the things about Ryan that we don't know very much about. The author does believe that Ryan is a very shrewd person, doesn't see him as a high-minded intellectual, especially he does think that he is an ideologue with, I guess you could say, politician's talent for sticking to like party orthodoxy in the face of contrary evidence. So, but it's a very interesting article, and I think you'd make a good guest.
All right, George, thanks.
Sure.
Thanks for the call. Stella in Sturgeon Bay. Hi.
Hi. I just read an article in The Atlantic on the Silent Green Revolution underway at the Department of Energy.
Green Revolution.
Yeah.
Okay.
The article gives you an overview of the book, but it's the article is by Ross Anderson, and it's an interview with Michael Grunewald, Grunewald, who's a veteran reporter for Time magazine.
Mm-hmm.
The author of the title is The New New Deal,
okay,
a book that details the history of the much maligned American Recovery and Reinvestment Act, commonly referred to as the stimulus bill.
Mm, okay.
He did extensive research in preparing to write on the Department of Energy's stimulus-funded quest to uncover an energy alternative to fossil fuels.
Okay.
And just want to read you one sentence here, or two sentences, actually. The New New Deal is a narrative about President Obama and his $800 billion stimulus bill, but it is also an argument. Can you quickly lay out the argument? Grunewald, sure. The argument is that everything you think you know about the stimulus is wrong.
Hmm.
It was not a pathetic failure. And the book details the amazing amount of good that has come out of the stimulus money that was poured into alternative energy research.
All right. Well, that sounds fascinating, Stella.
Yeah, and timely.
Yes, very timely. Thank you.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Thanks for the call. Chris in Neillsville. Hi.
Yes, hi.
Hi.
I have a suggestion for a program, and I don't know that it'll ever happen. I used to love listening to NPR. Now I very rarely listen to it. I find if you had a discussion about why is the media changing, that your opinions, reporters' opinions, trying to control what we think is becoming more and more prevalent. I want facts. I want research. I want facts. I want total information free of anybody else's opinion and judgments, and especially even on NPR. I read into what's being said a lot of times, even your comments yesterday with regards to the climate warming stuff.
Yeah, what about them?
There's an agenda being pushed oftentimes by media people, and I find that very discouraging because I don't want your opinion. I want to know realities and truths.
But, Chris, this was a research scientist from the U.S. Ice and Snow in Boulder, Colorado. He didn't have an agenda. He's a scientist.
No, but the way you asked the questions implied that we at the United States of America should solve the problem of all the pollution from India and everybody else. It would cost us so many trillions of dollars. But you were pushing, in the way that you asked the questions, that we should believe that we're the ones to solve it. We're the ones to spend all the money.
No, I was just saying that I think it's an issue that we need to pay attention to and that we're not, that nobody is.
All right. Well, that sort of answers my question right there, because if you can't, that's what I'd like to see is you guys do a self-evaluation like a corporate office. Some boss goes into his factories that aren't doing well undercover, and he figures out what's going wrong. What's going wrong with the media that there is
so much of somebody else's opinion being thrust upon us that we're supposed to believe what the media...
All right. Well, thanks for the call, Chris. I mean, your point is well taken. I think that there is a lot of opinion going on. Certainly, commercial radio is almost all opinion talk at this point, and that there, you know, there's a lot of cable with people giving their opinions. But there's a fine line here, because our drawing attention to what's happened to the Arctic is something that I think that other media outlets have forsaken in some ways, and that we do want the science behind it, and we found the best guest, the person who has done the research, and some media outlets paid attention to that. And the fact, some will say, that we drew attention to that issue means that we're promoting a certain agenda. It's just that it's an important issue. If the Arctic ice is melting at this huge rate, it's going to have ramifications for all kinds of things, for droughts in the Middle West, for rising sea levels, et cetera. And I can't apologize for saying that this is an important issue and we need to pay attention to it. So that's all I have to say about that. But your point is well taken, that there's a lot of opinion journalism going on. And, you know, maybe we take blame for the little measure of that, but certainly not very much. It's what you decide to cover, and just based on what you decide to cover, some people feel you have a certain agenda. But I won't apologize for having the research scientist who did the major study on what's happening to the Arctic ice on the show. I think that's really an important show. All right, I didn't mean to keep going on. 800-486-8655 is our number, 800-486-8655. It's an open line, and we're also giving you a chance, because a lot of people are talking about what happened at the game last night, the football game, of course, to give us your 2 cents worth. We're talking about that extensively the first hour of our show tomorrow, which I got with a guy who's really terrific in the world of sports. Dennis Krause will be joining us. Beth in Eau Claire, hi.
Hi. The feeling that I got when I saw the last play in the game last night is the same feeling that I had when we got the results of the Scott Walker recall election. I felt like I was robbed and wrong. And the topic that I would like to see you explore, Kathleen, is the election machines, the voting machines, and are they accurate? Can they be electronically controlled or deviated? That's my concern. That's the topic that I would.
All right,
say.
Voting machines. Okay, thank you, Beth.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks for the call, Larry in Beloit. Hello.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure, Larry.
I agree with what the earlier caller stated about the media. I'd like to see the guests from the Media Research Center on your program, because I feel as though the media is just totally, totally biased to the left. And that needs to stop, because I understand it's freedom of the press and you of the Constitution, but you can't have a free society if the news is only going to cover one side unfairly, just like this with this election. I mean, obviously, the major networks, I'm talking about NBC, ABC, CBS, this is totally biased. And it's obvious, I mean, in their reporting. And also, I'm a Bears fan, so I really didn't have a problem with the call, but I do agree with you Green Bay Packers fans out there that something needs to be done with these refs, because it's the third game of the season, and we got a long season ahead, and a lot of money's involved, and you just can't have calls like that happen, even though I do agree with it. All right, thank you.
Thanks, Larry. Let's go to Lori in St. Francis. Hi, Lori.
Yes, hi, Kathleen. I would like to present kind of a different idea. I would like to hear young people on your show. I think it would be good to contact high schools, have them submit their ideas, have you okay the presentation that they wish to give, and then have them come into the studio and discuss things, perhaps education, perhaps violence, perhaps whatever issues they might feel are important in their lives. I think there's a lot there.
I think so, too. And you're speaking to an old high school English teacher, actually, and I love high school students. So we've done that. I remember after September 11, we took this show to Rufus King High School here in Milwaukee, and the panel of young people, they were so thoughtful and so well-informed. on issues of the day and their emotional response to that issue. It was really a good program. That was so many years ago now, 11 years ago. But I like the idea. We just need to figure out how to formulate it. We should hear from a panel of young people. It'd be a good show. Mm-hmm. So I thank you, Lori.
You're welcome. Bye.
All right, goodbye. We have a couple lines open now. If you've been trying to reach us, we're doing an open line. We haven't had one in forever, getting suggestions for programs and also giving you a chance to talk about how the Green Bay Packers got wronged, got robbed. Is there any doubt last night? And the whole issue of the refs and what's going on with the lockout and... is there greed and money involved here? People are up in arms today, and so we're going to talk about it thoroughly tomorrow at 9 o'clock. And then 10 o'clock tomorrow is talking about getting people riled up. He really got people riled up before the revolution. Maybe there wouldn't have been a revolution without his writings. Thomas Paine is the first person we're reading for our book club, Common Sense, tomorrow at 10 o'clock. Jerry in Menasha, hi.
Hi, Morris Dees. Co-founder of the Southern Poverty Law Center, recently received the American Bar Association's highest honor for his exceptionally distinguished service. I would love to hear Morris Dees on your program.
All right. Thank you, Jerry.
You're welcome.
Uh-huh. Dave in Wanakee. Hi.
Yeah, hi. I have a great idea for a show. I think it'll get sky-high ratings. Invite the replacement official who made the touchdown call to your show, and he doesn't really get to say anything other than I'm sorry. And he has to listen to an open line where people explain why he got the call wrong.
Ooh. Well, do you have a way we can persuade him to be on the show, Dave?
Maybe you'd have to pay him a lot of money.
Oh, we sure have a lot of that, don't we, here at Public Radio. Okay, I get your point. Listen tomorrow at 9, Dave. Thank you very much for the call. Dave in Freeport. Hi.
Hi, Kathleen.
Hi, Dave.
Few suggestions. Bill Donahue is an author. He writes on Catholic issues, but it's more of a cultural thing, a wide-range cultural look at it. Number two, Pat Buchanan. Number three, and this is maybe the most important, late night TV, during the day I watch some of the religious shows, and I think religion is good for society. I just don't buy a lot of it. But I'm intrigued with the prosperity gospel. I like to hear two sides, both sides of it. They're talking about planting a seed. That means, I think, sending money in, and then you would be blessed with good fortune. So I like that because I think a lot of the ministers on TV are drifting away from mainstream Christianity. Your comments?
Oh, I just want to hear your comments today, and we're writing them down.
Okay. I didn't know. I try to listen to it as much as I can, but I didn't know if that was explored before.
Mm-hmm. No, that's a new suggestion. Dave, thank you for your call.
You have a good day, then.
And you as well. Rod in Weyerhaeuser. Hi. Hi.
Yes, that's. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I'd just like to suggest, I've been hearing and off and on reading bits and pieces about these chemtrails, you know.
Yes.
Behind the jets.
Right.
Chemical trail, you know.
Mm-hmm.
For years, those contrails, you know, that's you always have that condensation, but the chemtrails. And, you know, if it's like big corporations such as Monsanto or Cargill, and if the government's behind it, trying to, you know, manipulate or change, you know, growing, that's supposedly their main purpose.
Mm-hmm.
For growing crops, you know. As the old saying goes, a lot of government, there is a lot of things supposedly that they're supposed to know that we don't know. So if there's something behind that. And also, I was just going to mention about the Packers. Yeah,
yes.
I'm sad, too. But we got to keep in mind it's just a game.
You're right. It is a game. All right,
yeah,
Rod.
So, okay, thanks.
Thanks. It's a game that has broader implications, doesn't it? As many of you have paid attention to during a discussion of this. Thank you, Rod, for the call. More phone calls in a moment. It's an open line, and you can also chime in with your thoughts about the Packers getting robbed last night. Our number is 800-486-8655, 800-486-8655. And feel free always to give us suggestions. It doesn't just have to be today. There are ways to reach us on our Facebook page, The Kathleen Dunn Show. We check that every day. You can leave suggestions for programs there as well. So, more phone calls momentarily. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Tomorrow, Dennis Krause will be joining us. He is Wisconsin Sportscaster of the Year 4 times in a row, programming manager for Time Warner Cable Sports 32, and we'll be talking about refereeing in the NFL and other sports as well. And then at 10 o'clock tomorrow, don't forget, it's our book club. If you haven't had a chance to read the book, you can get it online for free. And it's one of those books that we all feel that we should have read because it was so darned important in the whole formation of the United States of America. Thomas Paine's Common Sense, tomorrow at 10 o'clock. Back to your phone calls, open line. Here are some of the calls that have come in to emails. Tammy in central Wisconsin, given the current political climate, I'd like to know more about viable third parties and those that are active in Wisconsin. It's a good suggestion. Mike says, could you do a show on the Armenian genocide by the hands of Turkey and the Kurdish people? In Cecilia, in Manitowoc, October is Domestic Violence Awareness Month. I'd like to have a program on the effects of the domestic violence law since enacted in 1989. All good suggestions. 800-486-8655 is the number. Deborah in Madison, hello.
Hello. First, I'd like to thank you for the sanity of the last hour.
Oh, you're welcome.
Can't wait for Mr. Rushdie. Come on.
Yes, I'm looking forward to that too, Deborah.
As an old lady, I would like to ask that once again we remind ourselves that we still don't have the Equal Rights Amendment and a program that would study its impact on how things are going right now if we had a constitution that just simply said the rights of all citizens are equal and what the impact it would have on everything from gay rights to not needing the Living Ledbetter Law. All that sort of stuff. I think we've forgotten that more than 50% of our population does not have equal rights yet of any political or gender or sexual preference or anything like that. Women don't have equal rights yet.
All right, Deborah, that would be a good subject. Thank you.
Thank you.
Ed in Sugar Creek, hi.
Hi, Kathleen.
Hi, Ed.
I heard an interesting bit on BBC the other day. It's caught the end of the program, but it was about average GDP growth in sub-Saharan Africa, and things are looking, well, better than they've looked in a long time. And I think it'd be a double win. I could use some good news, especially some good news out of a part of the world where we don't usually get a lot of good news. So I'd like to hear something on the belt of prosperity of sub-Saharan Africa.
All right, Ed. Thank you. Thanks for your call. Fred in Watersmeet. Hi, Fred.
Hi, Kathleen.
Hi.
I know this might be controversial, but I feel that the media is really has now a conservative bias. And the reason for that is I think so many of the newspapers have been bought up by chains that have a conservative slant. So much of talk radio now is conservative. Fox News, very biased and dominates the news of all the networks. So I'd like to, hear someone talk about it and see that the Republicans' goal of, buying up a lot of the media is working for them.
We haven't done a media show in a long time, and I know people like to talk about that. So we'll schedule something.
And then on the Packers, I fell asleep.
Oh, no. Oh, Fred.
But I had my wife turn on her radio around 11:30, so I was kind of stunned. But to me, it was a very important game that we were robbed of. Because it has ramifications on the playoffs, because rather than maybe in the playoffs, the Packers playing Seattle on the home field, we're going to have to travel out there to play them. So I'm very disappointed, you know, that that game was taken away. So that's my comment.
Thank you, Fred. You can call in tomorrow with further thoughts on that comment, too.
Okay, thanks
Thank
a
you.
Lot.
Thanks for the call.
Bye.
Bill in Madison, hi.
Hi. I'd like to second and add to your previous caller talking about prosperity theology. I think it's very important that we get something like this in before the election, because both evangelical Christianity and Mormonism, you know, a central core part of their belief system is that one's favor with God is measured in other words, wealth. Your personal wealth is strongly reflective of your favor in the eyes of God. And I believe that that comment that Romney made, that's gotten so much press, you know, on that videotape, is definitely a reflection of the man's central core belief that because he is so rich, it means he is better than the rest of us. I mean, I really believe that that's, I mean, I know enough of these people. I know many of them, and they believe that if you are poor, it is essentially your fault in some respect, and you're not in favor with God. In other words, someone needs to come out and expose or at least talk about this. And as far as the Packers are concerned, I knew we were in deep trouble the other night with the New Orleans and Kansas City game when they had five reviews and rehearsals. I mean, reversals on the field. I mean, there are so many calls that were missed. You know, infractions that were never called by anyone. I knew there was going to be a long, dry season.
All right, thanks, Bill, for the call. From prosperity theology to the Packers, we are versatile. Thanks, Bill, for the call. Mohammed in Mequon, hi.
Yes, Kathleen, I was trying to comment on an earlier comment here, which accused you of being a liberal bias and everything else. That between the north-south divide of the world's population and poverty, we have been responsible, the Western world has been responsible for creating a havoc on the planet by using resources very in unscrupulous manner. And your caller was saying, well, why doesn't India and China pick up the tab? It's going to be too expensive. Well, my friends, we are the one who did it all. We are the one who brought all these carbon gases and greenhouse gases in the atmosphere. And now the north, the ice is melting and the oceans are rising. And everybody will say, well, wait a minute. We're not going to pay for it. India is polluting it. China is polluting it. We have been polluting the earth for 200 years. For God's sake, what's wrong with telling the facts? And I commend you that you have these people, scientists, telling the truth. So let's wake up. We are one people on the planet, together in it, and we have to solve it, and we have to forgive each other's past sins.
We have to solve it. Thank you, Muhammad. We do. We have to solve it. I'm not going to apologize for doing shows on that. It's an important issue. I wish it were part of the presidential debates. I don't think it will be. It's an important issue. And it shouldn't be a partisan issue. All right, enough. Mohammed, thanks for the call. Terry in New Berlin, hi.
Hi. I was wondering if you could have a show on mindful meditation and the positive aspects of it.
All right. Are you doing this, Terry?
Yes, I am.
And you're having positive results?
Yes, I am. I'm able to slow down and be more in the moment.
All right. All right. Thank you, Terry.
Mm-hmm.
Bye.
Bye.
We go to Robert in Milwaukee. Hi.
How you doing there? I just want to say that I'd like to offer up an idea for a show on whether or not the government, there's a need to get our Congress to mandate that all new vehicles sold in the United States be capable of running on flex fuel. Because if they're flex fuel capable of running on natural gas, that we're in the Middle East and natural gas will be able to lower the cost of gasoline through market forces.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then the other idea that I have is that, you know, they talk about, you know, the bias of the reporters, but there's, you know, the major radio networks, Clear Channel Radio has been bought out, where a majority stakeholder of that is Bain Capital. So how do they have any credibility at all with anything that they say when their boss is the presidential candidate?
All right, Robert, thanks very much for the call. All right, I think a show on the media is coming up soon. Thanks for the call, Dan in... Oh, no, I'm sorry, we're out of time. Well, that zipped on by, didn't it? Thanks, everybody, for your calls. They're always important to us, and I think we got some good suggestions for shows. Feel free to send us suggestions always. You can use the Facebook page, The Kathleen Dunn Show, or we'll do these again. A reminder that we asked you to talk about the Packers, and tomorrow at 9 o'clock, an in-depth discussion of, well, it's public radio, so we talk about how it maybe related to greed at large or how the officiating in football may vary from baseball. We'll look at coaching on the high school level and reffing and all of that. It should be a good hour. And the guest is very good. Dennis Krause will join us. And then our book club, don't forget, tomorrow at 10. Thanks to Rhonda Fanning and Brett Jaspers who produced this show. Great conversations ahead.